Eli in the studio. Joining me today is Jeremy Baccioni, volunteer coordinator for Sangre de Cristo Community Care. Welcome, Jeremy, to this edition of FYI, sir.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I really admire the mission statement of the Sangre de Cristo Community Care. The mission of Sangre de Cristo Community Care is to enhance the quality of life and to maintain the integrity of individuals and their families in need of supportive or end-of-life services by offering them symptomatic management, support, comfort, and compassion. I think that mission statement speaks volumes, Jeremy.
Yes, absolutely, especially when it comes to our volunteers, because a lot of the volunteers come from that area with because they've been caregivers themselves, and a lot of them have witnessed death and been through life, and a lot of them are retired nurses as well.
Right, right. Jeremy, what makes Sangre de Cristo Hospice Services so unique in your own words?
It's our nurses for one, our volunteers, and the staff that are within our agency. They're just phenomenal, and they know. A lot of them, like I said, they come from the background of dealing with being caregivers and dealing with death themselves, and we know firsthand how to approach it.
How important, I know you're in need of volunteers as we speak, how important is it for volunteers to step up and offer their time?
Well, we got to have a certain percentage just to function as a nonprofit. We have to have volunteers we can have all the nurses and all the business people and everything, but we got to have the volunteers in order as a nonprofit to survive.
And you are set up for a 501c3?
Yes.
The original concept of hospice was caring for the terminally ill in their own home with family and loved ones at their bedside. I need to ask you a question. Talking about volunteers and some of the volunteers' opportunities, how important is it? I know they have to go through maybe some systematic training because they could be semi-traumatized by an initial encounter with someone of the loved ones that maybe pass on.
Yes, absolutely. They have to have a 16-hour training where we'll have different types of different departments come through and do different trainings with them. We have to do RELIAS training with our volunteers that is mandatory by the state. So they're pretty equipped with the tools for their toolbox.
There's a question about the differentiation of palliative care as opposed to hospice care. Tell our listeners in Southern Colorado and Northern New Mexico about the difference between the two.
So there's a huge difference between palliative and hospice. Palliative, you get to keep your primary physician and seek aggressive treatment, go into different doctors and seeking different treatments at like chemo and other things like that. And you get a nurse practitioner once a month, telehealth, or a home visit. But that's once a month. As to where hospice, you get a hospice physician, you get an RN, you get a CNA. Where hospice is focusing on comfort care and pain management and symptom management, palliative care is still trying to seek that aggressive treatment, trying to be the liaison between you and your primary physician to help you gain the symptom management as well on that end.
So the palliative care encompasses a lot of the emotional and spiritual support, correct?
True, yes.
Tell us a little bit about how long you've been with the agency and how self-gratifying is it to you personally to know that you've made a difference in the line of work that you do?
I've been with Sangre de Cristo Community Care for almost 2 years, and it's been life-changing to me. When people talk about hospice, they think it's all about death. Well, it's not. It's about quality of life, and that's what I've got to see. And I'm also in admissions, so when I go out and do an admission and I try to talk to people about what we do, I have to believe in my team, and my team is my nurses and my doctors and my volunteers. And I have to see them and I believe them in what they do and the service they provide for our patients. It's just phenomenal and highly recommended.
Jeremy, when people hear the word hospice, does that necessarily mean the final chapter?
Not always. It's not always. We have some amazing stories that we've seen as just in the year and a half or so that I've been there. I've seen some people graduate from us. That's possible. Some people have been with us for days. Patients have been with us for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's possible. Nobody knows when we're all going to go.
So would you say hospice care decreases the burden on the family? I guess that's a given. Decreases the family's likelihood of having a complicated grief? Because doesn't it ease the fact that that person that's going to pass, and they know they're going to pass, hospice makes it a little bit more comforting.
Absolutely. It also allows the family to step back from being just the caregiver 100%. Allows us bringing more help into the home to assist them. And we do have caregiver support too. We have a caregiver liaison that helps, and she gives calls. She does classes with them. We send her a referral, and she helps them with that and give more education on how to be the caregiver and how to be the son, the daughter, the spouse, the child, whatever that may be.
So Sangre de Cristo Hospice employs physicians, physician's assistants, registered nurses, as well as spiritual care providers?
Yes, we have chaplains.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. I guess that would be the same as bereavement counselors?
That's a separate category. That's separate.
It?
And some of our chaplains are bereavement counselors. Some of our social workers, which is called a family service worker, can also be a bereavement counselor.
If you are just joining us on this edition of FYI, I'm speaking with Jeremy Piccioni. He's the volunteer coordinator for the Sangre de Cristo Community Care. Welcome. He's very welcome here at KCRT today. And Jeremy, thank you for joining us here today. We have a few minutes left for FYI. What else would you like to share with our listeners, both in Southern Colorado and across the border in New Mexico?
Sangre de Cristo Community Care is looking for active volunteers right now. I'll be hosting a volunteer training, a 2-day mandatory training, that would be on January 26th and 27th. If you're interested in being a volunteer with us, share your expertise in caregiver support, companionship, direct patient care, 11th hour office work, music, veteran support, please come join us. Come stop by the office or call 719-846-3060.
Is this questioning a person's emotional stability? Do they have to have thick skin to go through this training process in your eyes?
Just some compassion. Have compassion and be realistic of what life is. The body knows how to be born. The body knows how to die, and this is a journey, and you just got to understand that the end of life is a journey, and
it's not the final destination.
It is not.
Contact information, Jeremy.
719-846-3060 is our office number, and ask for Jeremy, the volunteer coordinator.
Thank you for everything you do, Jeremy, the services that you provide, and all of the extra work that you put in providing these services for Sangre de Cristo Care. We appreciate you. God bless you. And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.